Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Chopper.
Yeah, good.
Where were you earlier?
When?
Supposed to be doing a maths exam today.
I didn't turn up.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit me with an excuse.
Well, no, I just didn't turn up.
All right, cool. Yeah, I did a GCSE higher tier maths exam.
How did it go?
2 hours long. It was me, Aled, Carrie, Dave, Greg James and Grimmy. You can see the pictures online of us all standing outside in alphabetical order.
That was more than enough.
Don't feel you needed to be there, no?
Ah, that was plenty.
Yeah. Go online, have a look at the pictures. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Check out my mascot that I took in for luck as well.
I haven't
bought me any.
What was it?
It's a parrot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Greg James's mascot is the one that my eyes really kind of caught.
I think he wrote the answers on the bottom of it because it's a plastic duck with a very large base. Yeah. Can I just say, if you are doing exams at the moment, GCSEs, whatever,
taking a rubber duck with you, put the answers on the bottom.
I totally feel for you because it was really hard. Now, I know I should have revised and I would advise you to revise because I didn't. And I put my name on the top of the paper and also my candidate number, 17. And after that, really not much else.
Really?
It made no sense to me. It may as well have been in Arabic or something.
I told you to go home last night rather than staying in the pub with me.
Well, that's because I'm easily led by people like you. And I did revise anyway, whatever, when I got home. But
so
I thought,
Rich, what did you revise?
No, I thought it was going to be more like fractions, you know, like, this is a sponge cake. You know, like,
right. Like
when you're...
That's like maths for six-year-olds.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, and it was really hard.
So you went home, made a sponge...
All X's and Y's and
made
stuff.
A sponge cake.
I didn't make a sponge cake.
To practice your fractions.
No. Anyway, I crashed and burned. I've got a U. I might as well tell you now. And if you're doing your exams at the moment, like I said, respect. Podcast National. Radio 1. Here he is. It's our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd.
It's only bloody ready.
Yeah, all right, I do that bit. Here's your theme tune.
He's a football boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. He's a Sato boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. Though he's the one still at school, he teaches males the offside rule. Little football boy, Lloyd, 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 Lloyd,
Lloyd. Lloyd.
Hello.
Right, so another quarter final tonight then?
Yeah, tonight it's Croatia against Turkey.
Yeah, before we get onto that, right?
Yeah.
You promised that your magic eight ball would get the score right yesterday.
Yeah.
You said this. Will Portugal win?
It says it is certain.
Portugal will win?
Yes.
So you promised, right? Absolutely. For certain that it would be Portugal. And loads of our listeners put their life savings on Portugal winning, thanks to your advice with your magic eight ball. And who won?
Germany.
Yes, they did.
I've lost my house because of you.
I had to sell my car.
You haven't got a car.
I haven't got enough money to feed my kids.
You haven't got any kids.
So I'm presuming you've dumped the magic eight ball now, yes?
Yeah.
It was rubbish, wasn't it?
Today, Scott, I've got a much better way of predicting the score.
Is it 100% foolproof?
100%.
100%.
I guarantee.
And our listeners can, like, put money on it and it won't go wrong for them again?
They can put more money on you.
What, like their life savings, yeah?
Yes.
You're 100% sure?
Yes.
So all the money in the world that everybody has, they should put on this system that you're going to use?
Yes.
So who, Lloyd, is going to win tonight out of Croatia and Turkey?
Croatia.
Croatia?
Yes, Croatia.
That's what your new system has told you, is it?
Yep.
Okay.
So everyone should put their money on Croatia, not a doubt about it.
Absolutely everyone.
Are you 100%?
Definitely, definitely.
Because people might not trust you after yesterday.
Well.
Can you tell us what your new amazing device is of predicting the score then?
Well, what I did this evening, Scott, was... I just flipped a coin.
You what?
I just flipped a coin.
You flipped a coin.
Yeah, I flipped a coin.
So, Lloyd.
Yes?
We get you on here as some kind of football expert.
Yep.
And you promised me you know absolutely everything there is to know about football.
Yeah.
And you've just tossed a coin to tell us who's going to win tonight.
Yeah. Bye.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. He had to get him in because Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's just gone 10 to 5 on a Friday, which means it's this. Barry
O'Key. Hello, my name is Ellie Barry from Cirencester. It's a very sad day for me today because it's my last day of being a Barry, as tomorrow I'll be getting married to Andrew Pritchett.
Barry O'Key is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Goodbye, Barry. That is what I've always been called, and I'm getting married tomorrow at the church. I'm gonna be a Pritchett, and it won't be the same, 'cause when I put that ring on, they'll make me change my name. And it seems to me I live my life like a Barry in the wind, never knowing what a great name it is until I heard the Barry sing. And I would have liked to keep it, but it was not meant to be. Though my name will change, I'll always have Barry inside of me.
That was Ellie Barry off of Cirencester with a beautiful Barry O'Key.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Yesterday we told you about a brand new social networking site which you can log on to at work, because some people have it blocked in their office and you can't go on Facebook or Bebo or whatever, or what's the other one that people used to call it? MySpace. But with Hofspace, the new social networking site from David Hasselhoff, you can log on, and you can log on anywhere, at work, anywhere. Not only that, since we mentioned it yesterday, the Hoff has put a message on his website.
He has.
Thanking us. How many members has it got now?
He's got about 2,500 now from 700 yesterday.
Yeah. So thank you very much if you logged on to the brand new way of social networking, davidhasselhoff.com. And what does the message on the website say?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to all the listeners from Scott Mills' radio show on BBC Radio 1. So glad to have you all here in Hofspace. I love the UK. In fact, I'm coming over in a couple of weeks, so I may just come and meet this guy, Scott Mills. Maybe if we get 100,000 people to join the site. Thought you might enjoy the video below.
Now, I find that rude.
Yeah, I thought you might find that rude, and I think that's quite rude on your behalf.
Because I've met the Hoff twice.
Mm.
Does he not remember playing Hoffmania for a fortnight?
I know. You did a concerted campaign to get his records number one.
What's happened to his brain?
He sat in this very chair opposite you.
What's going on? I might have to meet this guy, Scott Mills. Do you think he gets a bit depressed sometimes, David? Because, you know, he's got this new social networking site, and there's a bit on there where you can hassle the Hoff, and you can leave a message on an answer phone for him. And I bet he gets so excited every day. He comes in and he thinks, all right, okay, what sexy lady's left me a message today? And then he gets these people.
Hello, David. This is Tammy, the harmonica player from Tampa.
Hi, David.
Don't hassle the Hoff. Yes, you the man.
Oh, my God. Are these my fans?
Hi, David. This is Mary Catherine. I'm a huge fan. Just giving a shout-out from the Bronx. And I wanted to say good luck tonight. And also, maybe in the future, if you could not just give Monster Girl a shout-out, if you could include me. I know it's a pretty hard name to remember. Mary Catherine, Mary Magdalena, yada, yada. Just, you know, if you could just say Mary something next time, you know, I'd appreciate it.
What?
I'm kind of new, so can you, like, tell me your name and if you're a boy or a girl, because I can't tell, and how old are you?
Bye. You can't tell whether David Hasselhoff's a boy or a girl.
And how old he is.
And how old he is.
Just all over the side.
How has she got the number? clearly says.
I don't know if that's a boy or a girl either.
It clearly says Hassel the Hoff and a phone number.
I'm kind of new, so can you like tell me your name and if you're a boy or a girl, because I can't tell. And how old are you?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people want to, a lot of Barrys want the last line of that Barryoki as their message alert for their phone.
Do they?
I'll have a word with the mobile people.
Tell me
what they
want
this on your mobile phone every time you get a message.
Though my name will change, I'll always have Barry inside of me.
You can get loads of different alerts and sounds for your phone if you've got WAP on it by texting the word mobile. Don't text WAP or Radio 1, mobile.
MOBILE.
To 81199, but only if you've got WAP. A lot of people are getting quite emotional to that. Mm. Best Barryoki ever, says Laura, in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the M25. I'm welling up. She's amazing, says Bob in Newcastle. It's a shame we've lost out on this Barry forever. What a voice, Scott, says Chris in Derby. I've got tears in my eyes. It's so sad. Gary in Tunbridge Wells. And Andy in Staffordshire says, I'm welling up. Don't do it, love. Go double-barreled instead.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.